What's up, everybody? Before we get into today's episode, we would like to give a quick shout out to the Cup to Cup Comedy Podcast, featuring lifelong friends bringing a great mix of morning radio and 2 a.m. thoughts. Check out their great podcast, available everywhere you get your podcasts.
Also, listeners, we'd like to talk to you about the Black and Gold Podcast. It's a hockey podcast focused for Bruins fans. They talk about the NHL Bruins, the AHL Bruins, and even a little ECHL talk with the Atlanta Gladiators. If you're a Bruins fan and looking for a podcast, this is the podcast for you.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside Anthony, the backup, who is now spitting water everywhere. You should definitely check us out on YouTube to see that one. Anthony, how the hell are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
Are you?
I got off work around like 6:30. Had a long day. I was really tired. I got here.
We threw elbows at children today.
I may or may not have thrown an elbow. Let's not talk about
call
that.
Call the FCC or Child Services, whatever it is.
Let's not talk about that, because anything that you say can and will be held against me in a court of law. So that never happened, Vinny.
So how are you?
Anyways, I'm doing pretty good. What I was getting to before you interrupted me is now I feel energized. It's full of life that we've been talking about hockey. The season's in full swing now.
Full swing.
We're starting to see teams show their true colors. We'll get into that more later.
Definitely.
But what are we starting with today?
Folks, we've got a great show ahead of us. We have start, sits, call-ups. We have Pims of the Week. We have a draft later. We're going to be drafting the best captains in the league. Anthony goes, I think you will go first in that draft. So best captains in the league draft. And then we also have a few new segments to debut. We've got a panic button. We've just got a loaded show. You're not going to want to miss it. Don't forget to follow us on all social media, though. I got to do the plugs, got to pay the bills. Don't forget to follow us on social media at the Power Play Podcast. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, and that's Twitter. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube at the Power Play Podcast. Like Anthony said last week, if you're not watching us on YouTube right now, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Get it together,
boys.
You
can literally watch Anthony spit up water. You can watch.
Who doesn't want to see that?
Exactly. It's Can't Miss TV, the Power Play Podcast. Smash that subscribe button. Anthony, are you ready to get the show rolling here, though, buddy?
I am, but before we get rolling, Wayne Simmonds is a monster in front of the net.
P.K. Subban got the goal, didn't he?
He may have gotten credit for it, but it was huge. First of all, we're watching the Devils-Arizona game right now in the studio.
Yes.
And we just saw the Devils score. Actually, it was Sammy Vatanen gets credit for the goal, but it was a huge part due to Wayne Simmonds just creating havoc in front of the net. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's good, because the New Jersey Devils are going to be a team that we are going to be talking about later in the panic room.
Ooh.
So, little teaser for that. But let's get this show on the road here, buddy. We're going into a trivia question that I have for you. The quick trivia question of the day.
Okay.
Who is the longest tenured head coach in the National Hockey League? Who do you think the longest tenured coach in the National Hockey League is right now? I'll tell you this. When I heard who it was, I instantly said, this needs to be a trivia question, because this is not who I would think it would be.
I'm trying to weed people out by process of elimination here.
It's insane to think of who it is. I guess maybe it's not that insane, but it's interesting.
Is it Peter LaViolette?
It is not Peter LaViolette. You are really close, though.
Who is it?
It is John Cooper of the Tampa
Bay
Lightning.
Really? He's been in Tampa longer than LaViolette's been in Nashville?
Yes, just a little bit, though. Okay. Just a little bit. Yeah. He has been in Tampa longer than LaViolette.
That was actually a good question.
It is absolutely insane. Yeah.
How long has he been in Tampa?
Don't ask me that question, buddy.
You didn't even have
don't
the facts.
Don't ask
God.
Me that question. Just don't
How
ask
do you
me.
Have a trivia question with no answer?
Don't ask me that question. I'll Googs it real quick.
Google it, please.
I'll Googs it real quick. So what do you think? Tell me what you think, though, of hearing that news that John Cooper is the longest tenured head coach in the National Hockey League.
I haven't been shy about my opinions on John Cooper. I don't think he's a great coach. I think that showed last year in the playoffs when they got smoked in four games by the Columbus Blue Jackets. I think he's been the beneficiary. Is that the right word?
That is beneficiary is the
he
correct
has
word,
benefited
yes.
from having great teams in Tampa the past few years. They've made him look good in the regular season. In the playoffs, they've underperformed, and I think that's a huge part due to him not being a great coach. Did you find the answer?
Yeah, I did find the answer. So the top three longest tenured head coaches, Peter Laviolette is third.
Okay, number three.
Number three is Peter Laviolette, May 6, 2014. January 12, 2014 is Paul Maurice of the Winnipeg Jets, so he comes in at second. And John Cooper, March 25th, the offseason of the 2013 offseason is when John Cooper was brought. No, that March is not the offseason. Jesus Christ.
No, that's like right.
It might as well
be for some teams. It's quite possible. I don't remember what the Lightning were doing in 2013, but it quite possibly could have been coming off one of those years where Stammer was hurt a lot. And they missed the playoffs.
Either way, he comes in.
I know
as
there was a year where Stammer scored like 60, and they missed the playoffs.
Yeah,
what was that? Was that before that?
Something.
I think that was before Stammer was on the cover of Chell. I think he was on the cover of Chell because of the 60 goal season, right?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. That sounds about right. Either way.
Yeah,
either way, John
like
Cooper is the longest tenured head coach in the National Hockey League right now, followed by Paul Maurice and Peter Laviolette. It's crazy to think about that. We move on though, Anthony. It is time for the starts, the sits, and the call-ups, and we're starting with you with however you want to do it, your starts, your sits, and your call-ups.
Wild card.
And yes, I just did the Brett wild card drop. Are you still pulling it up? Okay, you have.
I am. I thought I wrote it down. why don't you go ahead and start while I look through my notes here.
Wild card.
I know they're in here somewhere.
So it's looking like I will be starting the start, sits, and call-ups here. Oh, wow. Jack Hughes with what a snipe. Holy shit.
That was nice.
Jack Hughes' snipe last
right,
night.
There you go.
That is unreal. No, there I'm not really go. Starting that. Wow, that was terrible audio. Terrible audio. Maybe I'll like fill in the highlight of the goal on the YouTube. So if you are on YouTube, you should be seeing a highlight of the goal right now. Boom. Done. That's right. That's good. That's good shit right there, buddy. So I'm starting, there's a commercial out there, Anthony. I don't know if you've ever seen it when you're watching the games, but it's Mass Mutual is the company, and they have a hockey commercial that's all about we. And
I love that commercial.
It's just interviews after interviews after interviews of player where they're just talking about the team.
We got to do this. We got to do this. No one uses it.
So great to see. And that is something that hockey fans should truly pride themselves on for being fans of a sport that is all about the team. And this commercial really brings it out. Mass Mutual is the company. They do a great job with that commercial. They're not a sponsor of this show, but if they're interested, I'm not going to say no. So Mass Mutual's commercial where it's all about we, and I'm not French, is my start of the week.
We.
I am sitting, though. I have two sits, and I'm going to sit... My first sit is Alexander Barkov not being underrated anymore. There was a poll released by NHL.com this year, recently, that said Alexander Barkov was the most underrated player in the league. I have been seeing that for three straight years now of Alexander Barkov being the most underrated player in the league. When does it stop? When do you stop saying Alexander Barkov is the most underrated player in the league and start saying he's properly rated because we continue to say he's underrated? It just doesn't make any sense. Stop saying Alexander Barkov is underrated because he's good. He's good at hockey, and we all know it.
He's underrated because the market he plays in doesn't get a lot of coverage.
I think that's it.
But anyone who watches Panther games, and I'm going to talk about them in a second, by the way, anyone who's been watching the Panther games knows what a freaking stud this guy is.
I mean, he's a great hockey player, but it's just I understand that it's the small market, but like literally he's the most underrated player every single season, and it just doesn't make any sense. So I'm sitting Alexander Barkov being the most underrated player in the league. Side sit here, I'm side sitting gloves on fighting. Like, not okay, it may not sound score Coyotes.
Yep, Coyotes
back in it.
Battling back. They've been so hot this year.
I'm sitting fighting a player who still has their gloves on. And this ties into the recent Jacksonville Iceman game where we saw, I think his name maybe was Nick Wright. He was cut already.
He was already cut, by the way. He was a career SPHL guy, really great fighter.
Yeah, but at the end of the game, the Icemen were losing, 6-1?
They're getting smoked 6-1 on the road.
And the guy just attacks and mauls a guy who doesn't even want to fight at the end of a game that's already 6-1. Like, literally, at the end of the game, it just doesn't make any sense
It's the kind of stuff that we got a lot of flack earlier this year before the season started when the new rule came about that they wanted to limit fighters to 10 fights per season before handing out suspension. This, I feel like, is an argument in our favor. This is why you want things like that in place, because you're not trying to eliminate fighting, but that should have been enough of a deterrent. I guess it wasn't. To stop a guy from going after a guy in a game where it means nothing.
I think you're right, though. I think you are right, though, because the Iceman shortly after cut him.
Yeah, they released him.
So
yeah.
For Iceman fans that got on me for saying that rule is great.
That they got like helps, four or five AHL guys but right this, that day.
This helps you out because now you eliminate a player who probably shouldn't have been rostered because of that kind of. I mean, maybe he's a great player. Maybe he's good. Maybe
no, he's not. He's not a great player. He would probably tell you that himself.
But I'm just
he knows his role.
But
what I'm saying is this
rule now. I'm sure Coach Christie and the Iceman staff realized that you can't have guys first game of the season or second game of the season and you already are down a fight. Like, that's
well, what you're doing is clogging your bench too.
Exactly.
You got a guy on your bench you can't play.
You take him out now. You see that he's not meant to be because of this rule. And that's a good thing. So I'm sitting gloves on. I guess that was a tangent instead of me actually sitting something. But I'm sitting.
No, it was good and I agree with it.
I'm still sitting though, fighting someone with their gloves on. That's the problem here.
Yeah.
So I'm calling up protecting the goaltenders. And by that, I mean players sticking up for their goalies, fighting, not necessarily fighting, but getting into those pushing and shoving matches after the whistles, after a guy is crowding your goalie or slashing your goalie.
Don't touch my goalie.
That's the biggest thing. And really, I'm calling this up because in the game where the St. Louis Blues played the Los Angeles Kings the other night,
yep.
Kyle Clifford, who's a tough guy.
Oh, yeah.
Was getting into it with Jordan Binnington, and he Jordan Binnington was really egging him on. He was taunting him, trying to get him to make a move on him, and Kyle Clifford pushed him, and then you see two St. Louis Blues players right on Kyle Clifford, and Kyle Clifford's a tough guy, so you don't really want to get after that guy.
I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
But the situation—that's what the situation calls for. You touch my goalie, you get jumped. No matter who you are, you can be the toughest bastard in the game, and still get jumped because you cannot touch a goaltender. I'm calling up protecting goaltenders. I'm sitting on Alexander Barkov being a underrated player, and I'm calling and I'm starting the Mass Mutual We commercial. Anthony, are you ready?
I am ready. What happened was we're doing a segment in a little bit that we haven't done in a few episodes.
Yes.
So
are
my
we?
Start Sits call ups were a little start-sits call ups were a little lower than they are, and I was like, why aren't they in the spot that they are? That's where they are. So I have found them.
Okay, so Anthony, what are you hitting with us first?
I am going to hit you with Tampa Bay, my sit.
Wild card. Oh well. I just did the wild card drop right as you said it with. Okay, so yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah. So there you go. What you got?
I'm
here?
Sitting the Tampa Bay defense. They're still very bad. I don't get to watch too much of them because their games are blacked out on NHL.tv, and I don't have cable.
Not a sponsor.
So I go back and I watch the highlights, and I'm just watching Kevin Shattenkirk get smoked. Ryan McDonagh make horrible breakout passes.
That's the Rangers defense.
And look at where it got the Rangers. If they don't do something about their defense, they aren't going anywhere.
They're going to have to figure it out. And you know, it's funny because I see a lot of people hating on, I saw a few posts hating on Andrei Vasilevskiy the other night.
I would not disagree with them. He hasn't been sharp either.
He hasn't been sharp.
He hasn't
the thing
helped.
Is you have to look at the defense though.
But he hasn't helped them at all. Henrik Lundqvist with that crap defense put the team on his back for 10 years, and not everyone's Henrik Lundqvist. I think maybe they thought they had their Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah.
And Vazzy can be that good, but the situations they're putting him in, they aren't making him look good, and he's not being able to bail them out. So he's not their savior is what I'm saying. But he is a good goalie, so I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. But yeah, that defense definitely
so
needs to step up.
I'm going to sit them until I see some improvement, until they maybe make some moves, a trade, a call-up that they need to do to improve that, because right now it's trash.
That's fair. That's a fair assessment. Where are you going to next?
I'm
going to
go ahead. I'm not calling up Barkov. I'm calling up the whole team.
Wild card.
Florida Panthers have been exceeding expectations all year. No one really gave him too much of a chance. A lot of people thought Bob was overpaid. He still might be overpaid.
Slightly, yeah.
But man, he is a bona fide starting goaltender. He's the guy they want in the crease, absolutely. I was actually watching him last night. He gave up, I think, 5 goals last night, which is not a great stat line.
No.
And it was on, I think, like 30 shots, so that's also not a great stat line. But if you look at the goals that were scored against him, man, like you can't fault him on any of them.
Yeah, no,
you can't fault him on any of them. So he's been great for them. He made a lot of great saves before that. He's been awesome.
You know, something and about...
I'd also like to talk about, before you get into that, Brett Connolly's been on a hot streak.
Former first-round pick.
He's been great for them. A few nights ago, they played Colorado, lost in a shootout, but looked really good. The whole team looked really good. They're getting scoring, like I said, from Connolly. Guys are going on hot streaks. I don't know how much longer with their depth they can keep it up, but for right now, calling them up.
You know, that's something that I did that would be great to talk about, too, is the Florida Panthers right now, and it's a little sneak peek of what we're talking about later. Or what we talked about last week when we were reviewing the first 10 games of the season, or first part of the season, the Florida Panthers are 4-2-4. Four losses in overtime or a shootout.
They've lost some close
games.
That
is something that I've always felt like Florida has done in the past few seasons. It's like they just can't.
They can't find ways to win.
But look at their overtime losses right here. Their 4 overtime losses: Buffalo, Colorado, Nashville, Calgary. And the Islanders. All of those are playoff teams. Maybe not the Islanders this year.
Although I did have them making the playoffs.
Last season, 3 of the 4 of those teams were playoff teams. And you see them losing these games, and you don't want that to be the story of your season. So you're going to need to start finishing games. And I think Coach Q can do that. So where are you going with your start?
I'm starting Corey Perry and Joe Pavelski.
Oh?
The two of them have earned starts. They've each scored their first goals as stars this past couple weeks, and the stars have turned it around. I think, like I've said, that veteran leadership, guys who may have lost a little bit of speed, but they're going to be great in the locker room, and they're going to be great in their roles on the ice because they're not playing top-line minutes. They're playing second and third line, so they're not out against the top defensive guys. And Corey Perry, he slowed down a little bit, still has a wicked shot. Joe Pavelski, great leader on the ice. He's going to be great for them. They've already started to turn it around. We'll see where they go with it from there. That's my start.
That's a good start. You know, we're going to be talking about the Dallas Star. I think we've
is what we're going to be talking about in a little bit, but it's just very relevant right now on teams who are going up and down in the league.
And I guess let's get into it. So that was our start, sits, call-ups, and now we move into the panic room, Anthony. Ooh. This is a new segment on the show. We're going to talk about a few teams in the league right now that are borderline playoff teams that may be struggling, or teams that aren't playoff teams that are struggling, like things like that. And we're going to gauge the amount of panic that fans should be having for their teams. So the first team that we have coming up is the team that we are watching right now on the screen, is the New Jersey Devils. The New Jersey Devils have started off slow. They've seemed to kind of start picking it up, but they still haven't really found their stride yet. Jack Hughes did score tonight, which is great. But Anthony, where's your level of panic? Are you in the panic button for New Jersey or not?
I am.
You are. Wait. I got a panic. I have a panic button. Okay. That's what I wanted.
Great. Okay. So anyways. I got a burp.
Live pod perp.
I should have just belted it out. I don't know why I held it in.
That's
anyways,
weak sauce, buddy. I expect better out of you.
Anyways, you'll probably hear difference from their fans that they're figuring it out. They're getting it together. I haven't liked what I've seen. Even they beat the Rangers a few. Was it a week ago now?
Yeah.
I didn't like what I saw from either team that day. No one was really impressive. And every time I watch the Devils, it's very underwhelming.
Yeah, I mean,
goaltending's been underwhelming.
Bingo. That's it right there.
Their offense hasn't really been clicking. They're scoring 2, maybe 3 goals a night. They're not lighting up on the scoreboard. Their defense has been pretty good. I'll say their defense has been pretty good.
Yeah.
PK Subban's been a good addition for them. He's been involved in the offense even tonight. But overall, I think that they had a much higher expectations from what they're going to get at the end of the year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the goaltending is what scares me, and that's why I'm leaning towards the panic button, but maybe I'm not opening it up and smashing that button yet.
You got your finger hovering.
I'm hovering right now, and I'm just not sure
Fair enough.
about that goaltending. I mean, they have the pieces there, but the goaltending isn't there, and that's what's concerning. And we've talked about it several times on the show. I even wrote a blog about it. It's good to have two goaltenders that can help through the marathon of a season. Well, New Jersey doesn't have any right now. Corey Schneider hasn't looked great.
I like that Mackenzie Blackwood
hasn't looked that great.
He hasn't.
I just saw something in this game that really concerned me. He did the old NHL, like the shell video game where you have the goalies covered the puck and then he lets it out with tons of traffic in front of the net.
Yeah.
That's concerning, but that.
Yeah, he's not a consistent goaltender from what I've seen, but I've seen him look good.
So we're hovering over the panic button for New Jersey. Now we stay in the Metropolitan, we talk about the Rangers here. There's a lot of concerns going on with the Rangers. They're one of the teams that I wanted to include that did not make the playoffs this season, that had a lot of hype around them. And from our standpoint, maybe not to everyone else right now, as a Ranger fan, I am smashing this panic button. Smashing. Because, yes, they've only played a select few amount of games. They had that long bye week early on in the season, and that kind of slows things down. But if you look at what the problems are with the Rangers, it's more so of bad roster moves. And that's not like an early season thing that you just figure out along the way. That's something that you should already have a good idea on how to do, and that's control your roster and control your lineup. That's where I see the problem with the Rangers. Anthony, where are you at here? Are you hitting the panic button for the Rangers? Or
not hitting the panic button quite yet. Just because I have, unlike the Devils, I have seen the Rangers blow up with these six-goal games.
Panarin has been so good.
They can score, and they needed a guy like Panarin who can finish. They have so many guys on their team who are good. I've seen so many plays by Chris Kreider this season where he looks like he's got a sure goal and he doesn't. And that's been the Rangers' problem for years, but they don't have guys who can finish.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Having Panarin be able to finish goals, seeing him help Buchnevich, it's very exciting to watch. The defense still isn't that great. And Henrik Lundqvist isn't the same Henrik Lundqvist he has been for the first 10 years of his career. I'm still not hitting the panic button on them just because that offense, the talent is so superior.
Yeah,
they have superior is not the right word. That sounds homery.
Talented.
They have a lot of potential. They have so much talent on offense. It's hard for me to hit the panic button after watching what they can do.
That's fair.
But my problem with the Devils was that I just haven't seen what I was expecting from them. Whereas the Rangers, like, we have seen what we expected from Artemi Panarin.
Yeah.
Pavel Buchnevich made that next step. Tony DeAngelo has been the backbone of the defense. He's been the shining light in a defense that hasn't been great.
I'm going to slightly disagree with that. There has been a better defenseman for the Rangers that I've liked what I've seen from more than Tony D, but I love the production from Tony DeAngelo.
Yeah, Tony,
sure.
My main point was his offensive production.
Yeah, that's 100%.
And
yeah.
Unlike the team in my sit, Ryan McDonagh in the Tampa Bay Lightning, this kid knows how to set up a breakout.
Yeah, well,
he breaks the puck out super fast.
The MVP for the Rangers defense right now, in my opinion, is Jacob Trouba. I have been a big fan of what Jacob Trouba has
been awesome
for the team.
We should moratorium on the Rangers talk. I think we're going a little off the rails on the Rangers, just let you know.
That's fair. So we move on here to the San Jose Sharks. It's been a lot of it kind of goes back into the same thing we talked about with the Devils. In my opinion, it's the goaltending. Martin Jones has not been good for the San Jose Sharks. Anthony, where are you at on the San Jose Sharks? Are you smashing the panic button? Yo, hovering over it? Are you fine?
I'm pretty lukewarm right now over them. They've picked it up in recent weeks. Martin Jones hasn't, but the team has around them. They've evened out their record a little bit. So I'm definitely hitting the panic button around them. It's too early in their case.
For a team like that.
I want to see how consistent they can be before I hit the panic button to see if they'll go on another losing streak or if they start evening it out here, which they've already started to right that ship.
Were you about to say Marvin Jones,
Jones,
wide receiver for the Detroit Lions?
He
is that a thing?
Smoked me this week in fantasy. Oh,
okay, so it's still burning
in
your
I'm
head.
I'm still thinking about that. It's pretty fresh. Martin Jones, goaltender for the San Jose Sharks. Not to be confused with Marvin Jones, wide receiver
for
the Detroit Lions.
Who's doing a lot
Lions.
Better than
Marvin Jones. Well, and he had, okay. This is not a fantasy football podcast.
Don't even get into it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I lost this week to Marvin Jones. Not happy.
Okay, so are you hitting? No panic button.
Hold on. Martin Jones.
Martin.
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 Martin Jones.
Very tan.
Not very tan.
Who's the tannest hockey player in the league? Ryan Reeves.
Well, it's not, you can't say that. We're going to edit that out.
I'm keeping it.
Wow.
All right. So Martin Jones, let's go.
Thank you for listening to the last Power Play podcast ever.
Season desist.
Yeah. No, I don't. The tan. Keith Yandle's pretty tan.
Okay. Keith Tandle.
Ooh.
I don't have a.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish my thought on Martin Jones, please.
I had a laugh drop though. I just dropped.
Let me think. Okay. All right. Let me finish. I can't even talk.
Today, Junior.
If Martin Jones can find his consistency, they can start winning games and go on a streak and be the playoff team that they've been the past 10 years.
That's fair. I think maybe it is in the back of my head to hit the panic button, but I'm calm on the San Jose Sharks right now. We stay in the West. We move to the Dallas Stars, and this is a team you talked about earlier. Now they're starting to get scoring from Corey Perry and Joe Pavelski. Slight scoring from both those guys. Where are you at with the Dallas Stars?
No way. They've started to right the ship. It's already happening. Ben Bishop's looked awesome. He's turned it around. They're going to be one of the top teams in the West. I might put a little money on them to win the conference and the cup this year. All right, they're honestly early on.
You've got some shit for that.
That's fine. I got a lot of shit for saying the Washington Capitals were going to win 2 years ago.
So wait, can we B-dubs bet here?
I don't know if we've already B-dubs bet. I don't remember.
Dallas Stars Western Conference Finals.
I'll write this one down, but the Dallas Stars will be in the Western Conference Finals. You want to B-dubs bet that? All right.
B-dubs bet.
Let's go.
What? Oh, you're done with your Dallas Stars take? Is that a thing? You got anything else to say about the Dallas Stars? So you're not hitting the panic button for the Dallas Stars. That's basically what you're just saying.
No.
Okay, no.
Staying calm.
I am also staying calm. Cool as a cucumber. I am where the Western Conference teams are back-to-back calm because I also think that they're starting to figure it out. They do need time to gel. I'm not as bullish as on the Stars as you are, but I do think that they will pick it up and be battling for a playoff spot towards the season end. But I don't think that we're hitting the panic button on the Stars. We finish up in Toronto. We talked about them last week with the poor decision for Mike Babcock for not playing Austin Matthews as much. Toronto, the Sportsnet, which is a big...
They dropped a tough one to Boston.
Yeah, they did.
Tough one to Boston.
But Sportsnet, which is the big the sports company...
Sports Network
in Canada. They were talking about how they actually did their own segment on the Maple Leafs fans and whether they should panic or not. And, I mean, realistically, the guys that were doing the show brought up a great point, and I will give Sportsnet the credit on this one. They talked about how the division in the Atlantic is getting better and better, and a team like Toronto, yes, they're great, but if you struggle early on, you may not be able to. What are you doing?
The Atlantic, you say? Can someone please, for the love of God, get me the teams in the Atlantic.
Someone get this man the teams to the Atlantic.
I need
Somebody.
Them now.
We need hashtag who are the teams in the Atlantic. That's too long.
That's way too long.
Hashtag
no one's gonna
teams
write that
in the
out.
Atlantic question mark.
Yes. All right. Go ahead with your point. I'm sorry. I'm
trending
sorry.
On. Go dude, we're going to see that trending on Twitter right now. After the show, we're going to see it trending on Twitter. Hashtag teams in the Atlantic question mark.
I would love to see that.
That'd be fantastic.
I would love
make
to
it
see
happen.
That.
Make it happen, folks.
Yes.
All right. The Toronto Maple Leafs teams are getting better in the Atlantic. They are struggling right now. Are you hitting the panic button?
What was the question?
Who are the teams in the Atlantic?
Are you still talking about Toronto?
Yes. Okay. I'm still talking about Toronto.
I'm so sorry. I was laughing at my own joke.
Oh my God. You're really?
All right.
That's a tough look, bud.
I'm not hitting the panic button in Toronto either.
Are you close to it?
They'll make the playoffs. No, they'll make the playoffs. I'm not even. No.
Okay. All right. You're calm. You're calm on Toronto. Yeah, I am near. My hand is up for the button. It's not open.
The only thing that like I can understand what you're talking about is that I don't think Babcock is a great coach, and I think if he does have problems with Austin Matthews, like you said, that's not going to be good. Tavares is out long term, but a few weeks at least. Anderson's been okay. I still think they're deep enough offensively to make the playoffs.
But with
and then their defense again will bite them in the ass in the playoffs.
Are you so one last thing. I know this is not the panic. We're stepping outside of the panic room and we're going into the buy sell room real quick. I just have something to ask. Are you buying the Buffalo Sabres? I know you said they're going to make the playoffs. You were all for them, but we saw this last season, and this seems to be the topic with the Sabres. We saw it last season where they went on a hot streak. They went really hot into December, and then they just fell off.
I'm selling that they're going to be this hot all season. Consistently, I don't think that they'll stay top three in their division.
That's fair.
I think they will make it as a playoff team in a wild card position. But there are, I think, with their loss to the Rangers, that's going to be the start of maybe a few game lose. I think you're going to see them hit the schneid a little bit.
And hopefully a win streak for the Rangers.
But, but that being said, they can very well be a playoff team. I'm still standing by that. Rasmus Dahlin has looked good early on. They're getting a lot of scoring. That was it, the Olofsson kid.
Yeah,
he's got a wicked shot, wicked wrister.
This is the stat I was gonna say earlier. They were in consideration for my call up.
Okay,
Carter Hutton is 6-0 with 2 shutouts to start the season and a 1.65 goals against. Now, that may all seem like stats, but his wins include wins over the Penguins, wins over the Devils, wins over the Sharks, and Dallas. Big, good wins, good-looking wins over those 4 teams. That, I mean, Carter Hutton, this is what Buffalo has wanted out of Carter Hutton, to be the guy. So this is what, oh, wow. See, Mackenzie Blackwood can't even.
Yeah, that's Michael Grabner. Who else is on a breakaway? King. Who else is on a breakaway?
Does he have a smoke visor? Does Michael Grabner have a smoke visor?
I have no idea, but that was an slightly it's like smoked. The Mark Stahl, lower lip.
Does PK Subban have a smoke visor?
No, but it is down to his lip.
Yeah, that's a tough look. Yeah. All right, moving on here. That was the panic room. Anthony, we've got a main event to get to, but first, what's your setup of the week here, buddy? It's time.
Ooh, I've had this setup of the week in here for a while.
A while?
Yeah, we're going with Maxime Legacy. Former goaltender.
I've seen that in the notes forever.
It's been there. I haven't been able to talk about it. Former goaltender for the Vegas Knights.
Yes. Yes. And now he's with Boston.
Goaltender for the Boston Bruins.
Yes.
He's got a really cool E-Flex 4 setup and a mask. His mask is like an ode to like Cujo.
And they look over to your right or left. Boom. Done deal. See, I got it.
It's like an ode to Cujo. It's got a cool, like this his setup includes a mask. It's a cool mask. It's like the cool, like, I think it's a bear and it's just it's the whole mask. It's awesome. Very colorful, nice, clean setup. The E-Flex 4 is one of my favorite designs in general.
And this week we saw the first. Max,
yeah, the new CCM pads are, but
we'll get into that later.
But the EFX 4 is such a great design. His pads are super clean and nice. I will post it to the Twitter.
And it's to your right or left already, so
you're good. To the left, everyone can see it. Ta-da! I will post it to the Twitter also.
Perfect. So that was the setup of the week, Anthony. It is now time to wrap the show up with the main event, and we are drafting here. We are back in the draft room here, the war room. We are drafting best captains in the league, best captains in the NHL. You are on the clock first. We are drafting every cap. We're drafting what? You want to do 4 rounds?
Yeah, we'll do four rounds. 4 rounds is
fair. We'll do 4 rounds of captains here. Anthony and I are going to pick 4 captains each, best captains in the league. You guys are going to vote on Twitter. That's at the Power Play Podcast. You can see it right here. I'm going to put a little link right in my hand. At Power Play Podcast on Twitter to vote for who you think has the best team of captains. Anthony, you are on the clock now.
Sidney
it's
Crosby.
Okay, though.
Sidney Crosby.
Damn it. I was hoping you'd go Connor McDavid.
What? Over
I don't
Sidney
know.
Crosby?
I wouldn't pick Connor McDavid with a second pick either, but I was hoping you were stupid.
Come on, dude. No, Sidney Crosby all the way. It's easy. It's an easy choice. Sidney Crosby.
We should have made the rule that Crosby was not available. Like, he was just a cheat code. But I guess that's the rules. I do remember last time, though, last draft where you picked Connor McDavid. You thought you had the draft won.
I did.
And you lost.
I did. You know,
you didn't,
that's
though.
BS.
You didn't. No. You didn't even come close because you voted for your own self twice.
I did. I have 2 other Twitter accounts besides the Power Play Podcast. I have my personal.
Tough look.
And then I have one for my fantasy football team.
that is also a really tough look, bud.
I had to create a Twitter just for fantasy football news. And why not just make it my team?
Okay, I guess I don't know. That may be a PIM eventually.
No. We want your feedback on that, folks.
We do. We definitely do. So it is now my turn.
Are you
going to
go
clock.
Or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Chit-chat.
That's what
minutes.
I'm doing. With the second overall pick in the captain's draft, I am... This is tough. Do I go with the votes because Connor McDavid's name is obvious that like everyone loves Connor McDavid and he's great. He's not a great captain though. I don't think he's like a great captain. Okay, so I'm not picking Connor McDavid with my second overall pick. I am picking. This may come as a surprise. I am picking Claude Giroux with my second overall pick.
That
as
is,
the second best captain in the league.
That is a surprise, and I thank you for not taking my pick,
buddy. Well,
you're on the
shit.
Turn, so go ahead.
I am. So, no, I'm sticking with Claude Giroux. I'm confident in my Claude Giroux pick, whether the fans at home agree with it or not. Think about it like this. Claude Giroux has seemed to make stars, just like Sidney Crosby, out of everyone he plays with, including Sean Couturier, who has been a very underrated player in the National Hockey League, probably the most underrated player in the National Hockey League. I think Claude Giroux is the backbone of a Philadelphia Flyers team who has been through a lot. He's the heart and soul of that team. Claude Giroux with my first pick in the draft.
That was pretty good reasoning. I wasn't on board until you said that.
Really? You're on board now?
No, I agree.
Are you bullshitting?
I agree. No. I do.
Oh, good.
I do. Always liked Claude as a player, and I've always liked his style of play. He fights for his teammates if he needs to, and you're absolutely right.
Next up on my list, though, on the turn, I am taking Mr. Alexander Ovechkin with – was that your pick? I'm trying to steal your picks. Damn it. I'm trying to steal your picks at this point.
No, you suck, dude. I knew you were going to pick players that I'm not going to pick, so I'm not worried about it. And you're going to be mad when I pick the next player.
Honestly, I'm not. I'm looking over the captain's list
Johnny
right
Taves.
Now. I'm not done explaining
serious.
Alexander Ovechkin.
Okay, all right.
I'm not done defending my Alexander Ovechkin pick.
You don't need to explain it. Everyone
Alexander Ovechkin is a great captain. He has led his team to the first Stanley Cup in history. He is a guy who leads by example. On the ice, he's banging bodies. He's scoring goals. He's a great hockey player. Alexander Ovechkin. Banging bodies, dude.
Yeah,
that's
anyways, Jonathan Taves.
Are you going for the Beth vote?
Pick.
Are you going for the Beth vote here with Jonathan Taves?
Serious, man.
That's unbelievable.
Three cups.
Okay, that's fair.
Gold medal.
A gold freaking medal with a broken freaking neck.
I mean, come on, man. Come on.
That's awful. That's awful. So Jonathan Taves pick with your second pick. Who are you going with on the turn? You're looking over the captains, looking them over, scrolling the list here. Taking a peek.
Honestly, it's hard for me not to say Alexander Petrangelo.
You know, he was on my list.
He's got to be.
He's on my list. The guy
just won a cup. He led by example during that run. They're off to a good start this year. He's leading by example again.
I'm gonna
give Alex Petrangelo.
It pains me to do this, but I wanted to talk about Alex Petrangelo because he's one of the guys. He was going to be my next pick because you look at the season that the Blues had last season, and I talked about this in my episode where I did pick the top 10 captains, and Alex Petrangelo, I mean, for a team to go from what they were to winning the Stanley Cup, it takes true leadership in the locker room.
Absolutely.
And you look at your captain, and that's Alex Petrangelo, so I don't hate that vote.
Yeah, and he wasn't the only guy in that locker room. But he is the captain. He's the guy who's I'm going to give credit to there for helping right that ship and being the guy in the locker room to say, hey, boys, we suck. We have three more months in the season. Let's pick it up. Let's go.
They did. Yeah, no, I can agree. I can agree with that. I really like that pick a lot in the Alex Petrangelo pick. I'm looking over my list here, and you know what? I am going to be selecting. This is another personal pick.
Your picks have been weird and not great, by the way.
They're personal greats. I'm not pandering like you are. I'm not pandering to the fans.
How
like
is Petrangelo pandering?
Taves is pandering. Crosby's an easy pick.
Okay, that's one vote.
And we have a lot of St. Louis Blues fans who actually like this show. So
okay, well, sorry.
That's what you do.
Sorry, I'm picking good
captains.
You're
the pander bear.
Sorry.
But actually think about my picks, okay?
You're an idiot.
With the third pick for my team, I'm going Nick Foligno. With the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's not a fancy pick. That was my pick. Was it really?
That was my pick.
Was it really? Yeah, good. I'm glad pick. I saw you. I'm finally. Okay,
you did
good.
It. You did
Nick
it. It
Foligno
right.
is the most underrated captain in the league. He is the, like I said, the heart and soul of the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's a great guy off the ice. You see all of his acts of kindness that his charity does, and he's a great guy off the ice. He's a great leader on the ice. With all the turnover we've seen in Columbus, with all the coaches, the roster changes, Nick Foligno seems to be that centerpiece in all of Columbus's moves. Nick Foligno with the third pick. And on the turn,
you're on the turn
with my final pick, I'm going Connor McDavid as my final pick, because he is the true lead by example type of guy on the ice, because he is so freaking good and the team around him is so bad. Not so bad. They're doing
better this year than they have been.
But Connor McDavid,
James Neal,
he's a young guy who is able to wear the C for one of the most popular teams in Canada, for a popular team in Canada. It's hard to be a captain.
He's
in
had
Canada.
A lot of responsibility. I will say that he's had to carry the weight of that team that was a win away from going to the conference finals.
Exactly.
And to the past couple years where they've been just absolute trash. He's had a lot of pressure to be that team again, and it's been tough. And
it has.
He's never complained once.
Yeah, exactly. And Connor McDavid is that guy that I'm drafting with a final pick in the draft, which it's like, you think Connor McDavid in any draft should go like at least one or two? And no! Gross! Ugh, I win the draft. I just saw Anthony's next pick. So Connor McDavid is my last pick. I just saw Anthony's last pick, and it's gross.
It's not gross.
It is.
How could you possibly? First of all,
because
last pick in the draft, I choose Zdeno Chara, captain of the Boston Bruins.
Because
how is that bad?
Because I don't even think he should be the captain of the team.
Listen, this guy has given everything for years to that organization. He's been there through everything. He was there when they won their cup. He's taken them to the finals twice. He commands respect in the locker room.
He commands respect
from opposing players.
Of course, because he's fucking 7 foot tall. Wow, I said the F word.
For whatever reason, you can bleep it out if you want to keep it PG.
I do want to keep it PG.
All right, Vince, let's go. Anyways, welcome to the PG era. Zdeno Chara easily could have been before Pietrangelo, I think, but I like Pietrangelo personally better.
I don't think
he's a great captain.
He's an awesome
leader, and you know what? He's lost a step from what he used to be, but he's still, maybe because of his size,
I think
he's still a decent defenseman.
I think that's the big thing with Chara that people will look at to say, okay, he's lost a step, and that's what people think when they don't think he should be the captain. And
I'm not saying he's the best player on the team.
You have made it so that I can agree. I'm less disgusted with the pick, but for a while, I originally thought that Zdeno Chara shouldn't even be the captain of the Bruins, and I thought it should have been Patrice Bergeron. So that's why I'm grossed out by that pick. But you kind of changed my mind. I'm going to respect the pick like you respected my pick, my picks earlier. So Anthony, read off your team here, buddy.
I deleted everything I said, everything we wrote.
So Anthony's picks are Sidney Crosby,
Jonathan Taves, Alex Pietrangelo, and Zdeno Chara.
Fantastic. I'm glad you're
I
read
it, wrote it
show.
Down, and then I accidentally deleted it. Words being weird on my computer. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fantastic. So that's Anthony's team. My team is Claude Giroux.
Claude.
My team is Claude Giroux, Alexander Ovechkin,
Nick Foligno,
and Connor McDavid. So that's my team of captains. That's Anthony's team of captains. That's another edition of the Power Play Podcast. Good. Are you? You're not gonna jump in here. You're not gonna try and screw up my.
No, I got nothing.
You sure?
Nothing.
Positive.
Yeah. Got nothing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm happy you have nothing.
All right. I'm out of here. I hear that Asteroids machine calling my name from the game.
It was the Asteroids drop. The Adam Sandler Asteroids drop.
This has been a very weird episode.
It has been. It has been. On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Power Play Podcast. What do you
I don't
want?
Know.
Oh, that's great. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Podcast. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, and that's Facebook. Go check us out. Let us know what you think of the show. We're on all podcasting platforms. That's literally all podcasting platforms. And we're on YouTube. Please, please check out our YouTube show. We would love to hear your thoughts on that. Comments, likes, thumbs up, thumbs down, subscribe to the show.
If you think we got it wrong, let us know.
We want to hear the
hate. Give us shit for it.
Yeah, like, we want to hear
let
the
us,
hate.
Let us, absolutely. I know there's a particular Devils fan out there who is going to give a shit, and I'm looking forward to it. Please, anyone who doesn't like what we say, we love to argue online.
Yeah, we do. We really
Come
do.
On, let's go.
Hit us with your best shot, folks.
Absolutely.
On that note, though, for Anthony the backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night or day whenever you're listening or watching.
See ya.